I think for this parable to really come alive in our lives, we need a more expansive view of poverty. A lot of times we might read this and limit it to this idea of material poverty, so we would that would eliminate so many of us from being the rich man or even Lazarus. But when we look at it more expansively and have maybe a deeper interpretation, and we think of poverty in a more expansive way, all of a sudden we'll begin to see Lazarus all around us, and we'll see situations we are often like the rich man. Think of poverty in an expansive sense. One of the examples I always take a look at is the seminary. For example, the seminary, you're going to see all different kinds of poverty. Most of us have fairly limited financial resources, but if you go into a classroom, all of a sudden there's some young men, some older guys at times, that become very rich because they've got intellectual skills. They know how to work things in an academic context, and they know how to do their assignments. But there are others who really struggle. Okay? We could see this in so many different senses. You could even be driving to work one day, and you could see somebody maybe driving a real nice car next to you. And if you're only thinking in material terms, you tend to think, wow, they must be rich. But what if maybe they are rich in some sense materially, but they don't have a relationship with God? Or maybe they're 15 or 30 minutes late to work, and they've got a really difficult boss, and you're on time, or you're 15 minutes early. So when we think of poverty in that sense, in the need sense, in other words, all the people around me that have a need that in some sense I can fulfill because I have an advantage. Greatest example maybe of this is when Mother Teresa came to this country, she talked about poverty. She'd never seen the kind of poverty she saw in the United States. What she was really speaking about was people that had turned to riches that were only material to such a degree that they had blinded themselves to the true riches available only in Christ. We think about that poverty is everywhere. Because really, you only have about 70% of people, there's really about 70% of people that don't even attend church on Sunday. And that's in the South, where there tends to be more spirituality in the Bible Belt area. So I would challenge you, as you look at this parable, particularly during Lent, to put yourself in a situation where you consider your gifts, your talents, your advantages, whatever they may be. Maybe these are things you don't even think of as talents or gifts or advantages. And then consider the people in your life, maybe a family member, maybe a relative, maybe someone at church, maybe someone you work with, maybe a son or a daughter or a parent, that in some sense doesn't have what they need. Maybe it's even something they don't know they need, like God in their lives. And offer sacrifice for that person. Pray for them. That might be all you can do. Maybe it's a kind word. Maybe it's reaching out to someone and offering them something that they don't have in some sense. And remember that when you act as the rich man in that sense and you reach out to Lazarus and offer that need, in some sense, you're reaching out to Christ. And in some sense, you're modeling Christ, who, in his great riches, looked down upon a poor, broken, and lost world and came down to us to offer us those riches and lift us up ultimately forever with him in heaven.